Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are author, pastor, and television host, Mark Biltz, and owner and founder of New Manna Foods, Daniel Brigman, and senior pastor of Discover Church in Australia and Florida, Pastor Steve Ciccolani. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and Ricky Baker. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you. Welcome to Gray Street. Yeah. And we are excited today. The audience is packed, and we have a great guest.
Yes.
The greatest guest of I handpicked him.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
So we are so thrilled to have all the guests with us. Steve, you were born for this hour.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes. So grateful you're here.
You have a message for the church that no other man has. Amen. And I'm so excited to have you here today. And you're not afraid of the book of Revelation. You're not afraid to preach the word of God.
Amen.
And I'm thrilled to have you here.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Great to be here.
Pastor Mark, we're glad to have you here all the way from
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
That's right.
Pastor Mark Biltz is founder and pastor of El Shaddai Ministry in Washington State.
That's right.
Pastor Mark is...
You know, he has written...
Decoding it.
Some incredible books Pastor Mark Biltz has written, including Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs and his new book called America at War, 2024 to 2026. Dad, this show, like you said, is vital. America at War, 2024 to 26 is a crucial book for today.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. And I want to hear what you have to say if you dare talk about it, but I want to hear all about the eclipse. I want to hear all about the eclipse we just saw.
That's right.
Yes.
Pastor Steve Ciccolani is here.
That's right.
And person. Pastor of Discovery Church, the largest online church in Australia.
That's
he
right.
is also the author of the Trump book called Unfinished Business. Mondo, what kind of work has I been going through?
You know, you have been going through a lot of physical therapy, cognitive therapy,
speech therapy.
And I want to tell you something.
Physical therapy. Occupational therapy.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I have the whole list. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, the thing is this. What you're watching, kid. Jim Baker, right now is a miracle.
Yes.
I don't think you understand the miracle of him sitting here, you know, speaking to you, using his mind and being on the program. I want to tell you something. If you never seen a miracle, you're watching one
Amen.
Right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because a man that is determined to fight and come back, you're watching him. And I've never seen anything like it. The doctors have never seen anything like it. Your wife hasn't seen anything like it. But more than that.
Oh, do I have the stories. Oh, one day I'm going to share with you behind the scenes.
Why don't you say hi to the people? You're the one that's been working.
Let's just say I'm the head caregiver. And for all of you, the caregivers, I want to speak into your life and say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do. Yeah. Because there is nothing like it. And we've had some caregivers with us, working with us and helping us and our family and the kids. You guys, we call you guys the kids. I know you're all grown up people.
We're men.
And women.
I'll be a kid as long as I can.
But enjoy your youth is all I have to say. Enjoy every single moment of your youth and use all that energy for the glory of God. I can tell you that right now. In these last days we're living in, and so we've watched Jim recover, heal. He's gone through, I'd actually have to be interviewed too, to probably tell you everything, but I just believe in God. I know that Jim has one great last big push in him. Rick Joyner said something many years ago that has always stuck with me. He said, he always believed that Christians should die well. Not like, I mean, we talk about, I heard you preach that amazing sermon on Sunday a few weeks back. You know, I'm always watching you guys as much as I can through however way I can. I'm checking things out. But you talked about the disciples and how they were martyred, how they died. But they died well for the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen. And, you know, I just keep thinking about that. I keep thinking about Jim and how he truly is the comeback kid.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, just when you think, you know, the first week I spent in the hospital, I wouldn't leave. They all told me, you've got to leave, Laura, you've got to leave. I'm in the hospital 6 days. I'm not leaving him. Until Tiffany came in one time, and she's been with us 15 years, and she said, Laura, you really got to go home and take a shower. Really, I mean, after a while, I'm like, no joke. And then the minute I left, he called me. He said, I want out of the hospital now. I go, okay, Jim, here's the deal. I can get you out of that hospital. But here's the thing. I'm going to have to get Mondo and Ricky and me, and we will break you out of that hospital so fast it'll make their head spin. The thing is, you're going to have to start your prison ministry back up again because you're going to have to come visit me, Mondo, and Ricky in the prison. So anyway, we were just kidding, but we did get him out that day.
Yeah, we did. God did it.
Yeah. God did it. And we've been healing since.
You know what's critical is you in December 2023, Dad, you had said a word and you said, the Lord has shown me what 2024 is holding. That's why I do not think it is a coincidence. The devil immediately upon 2024 was trying to attack your speech, trying to attack your mind. But I have a word for you watching right now. The devil may be trying to attack you. The devil may be trying to take something to steal, kill, and destroy. But you serve the God who has already won. You serve the God who is greater than. And that greater than belongs to you, friend. Yes. And Pastor Jim, Dad, you are truly that man who says, you know what? I'm not going to let the devil keep me down.
Amen. And I lost my speech again. And that's the part of my brain that I have the strokes.
But the thing is, the brain rewires. You know what? That's what's so amazing is the brain is the way God made our brain. It actually can rewire when you work with it.
Amen.
Remember Dr. Paul Hekstrom taught us that many years ago, Mondo?
I shouldn't be back today, and I'm not speaking negative. I'm just saying I'm too weak to be on TV, but I'm back, so you're stuck with me. And
We wanted to see you guys.
I love Brother Ciccolani so much, and I'm so glad you're here.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're in the United States. I believe you have a message for our country before it's too late.
Yes, amen.
I do. I'm so glad you're here.
I know.
Do you believe that that God has given you the message for the hour?
I do. I think I have a part of it that's not being spoken so much, and we need to get on with it. We have a chance for a great awakening.
And I know today we have people that will give you the warning, and Pastor Mark Biltz is on the air with us today. Mark, we're so glad to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
And how are you doing? I mean, how is your church going and everything?
Well, everything's going great. We mostly have a TV studio when people come as the audience, but our online congregation is growing by leaps and bounds.
Oh, that's wonderful. Your message you brought last time when you were on the show, and it was the first time I've been back on the air for weeks, and it was amazing. And it's warning people that this year, major things are going to happen. And I want to thank you for warning the people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
What do you think, as what you said before, are you starting to see it already happening?
Oh, all over. Even the FBI, Christopher Wray, and Homeland Security, and all these kinds of people are saying, hey, it looks like there may be a problem or terrorist attacks in the homeland. So it's amazing how we watch everything unfold, and I really believe things are going to be happening this year.
Wow. You know, you're one of the preachers. In fact, you print the biblical calendar.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's important for the church to understand the biblical calendar?
Oh, my gosh. It's an absolute must. For example, in Zechariah, it talks about a prophecy of events that will happen on these four different days on the biblical calendar. Well, if you don't know when those days are, you will never know when the prophecy is fulfilled. It's much like being on the radio. Back in the old days, you had to tune the radio station to make sure you get the best reception. Well, if the church wants to hear from God, they need to tune in to him, and that's through being on his calendar. That makes all the difference in the world.
Amen. You know, Pastor Mark, many people are wondering, was this eclipse that we had just seen a warning from God? You had talked about it on the last broadcast we were on, but was this a warning from God?
Absolutely. Genesis 1:14, God said he made the sun and the moon, number one, for signs. But the key is when. There's been over 12,000 solar eclipses over 5,000 years. The only ones that are significant when we know God's communicating with us is when they fall on specific times. And over the next 2 years, we have eclipses, both solar and lunar, that are falling on the most amazing dates of the biblical calendar that cannot be denied. Now, a lot of people are wondering, well, nothing happened. Yes, something did happen. It's called a signal or a sign. Think of flashing lights of a train crossing. Those lights don't say the train is here. The lights say the train is coming.
That's right.
All of these eclipses are nothing among themselves other than the fact they are warnings from God of what is coming very soon.
Pastor Steve, what do you think that warning is? We've just seen this eclipse. We see, you know, the majority of America in this belt line putting on their glasses, going out, looking at this significant sign in the sky. But many are wondering, what does this mean?
So one of the things that it can mean is that it's like the sign of Jonah. Remember, Jesus says that before he comes back, he's going to give the sign of Jonah. And what is that sign? Well, people can say, well, it just applies only to Jesus. Jesus, you know, died. He was buried for 3 days and he rose again. But when you look at only that, then you're missing out what happened on that day. There was an eclipse on that day. The Bible says that the sun was darkened the space of 3 hours. It also says on that day that there was a great earthquake, so much that the temple shook and the veil tore. So when people argue and say, well, it's not the sign of Jonah because you're talking about eclipses, you're talking about earthquakes, you're talking about things that aren't related to Jesus, what are you talking about? It is related to Jesus.
Right.
It happened in Jesus' day. It also happened at the time of Jonah. So Jonah himself had the same series of events where there was a plague, then there was an eclipse, then there was an earthquake. The eclipse was so famous that Amos said that he started writing and getting these prophecies 2 years before the earthquake. He just mentioned the earthquake. The eclipse earthquake came in tandem, and then there was a plague, and then Jonah came and preached, and then the whole, you know, Nineveh and Assyria repented. And so that's the model for what is happening now. It's clearly a sign that's biblical in the Old Testament, biblical in the New Testament. We're just waiting, how does this unfold for America? And we're not saying America's the center of prophecy, but it's so significant in terms of the strength, the importance of this nation, the amount of Christians in this nation. If we don't lead the world now and get out of the, you know, the globalist communist agenda, the whole world is going to go to hell. So we need to see America saved.
Amen. Amen.
You know what's so amazing is when you watch what happened a few days ago with earthquakes. It's not ironic, or maybe is it ironic that the eclipse happened on 4/8?
That's right.
And then you watch the earthquakes, and there were 4.8 earthquakes.
It was a 4.8 earthquake. Exodus 4:8 says, if they will not believe the first sign, which is the 2017 eclipse 7 years ago, they will believe the second. The second had much more audience, much more public.
Big.
And we're just trying to tell people, don't take it as some kind of pagan celebration.
Yes.
God, the creator, is trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
4:8 is, for anyone who studies Bible prophecy, 4:8 is 1948.
Yeah.
It's Israel, isn't it? Yeah. And did you know the epicenter of that earthquake was Trump's golf course in New Jersey?
How come I didn't know that?
Yeah. Wow. It wasn't New York. They said it rattled New York. The headline says it rattled New York,
right?
But it was the epicenter was in New Jersey.
Wow.
Mm. At his golf course, which I've been to.
Of course. Yeah. It's great.
Wow. Pastor Mark, we're so thrilled to have you here today from your home. And what does the earthquake have in Bible prophecy, do you think? Is this by this earthquake that not earthquake, but the
are you talking about the bridge the that Francis, collapsed?
Francis Scott Key bridge collapsing. And it's unusual for bridges to collapse. And we've had two bridges collapse recently. What do you think this means, if anything?
Well, one thing, just real quickly concerning earthquakes, because I know this is really a big topic with Lori. But in 1972, there was only one earthquake between 5 and 6. But in 1973, when Roe v. Wade was passed, it jumped from 1 to 1,500 earthquakes. And we know the earthquakes are likened unto birth pangs. And so that was also the first year of a Jubilee cycle, which just ended 50 years later in 2023. Concerning the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that happened only hours after the United States betrayed Israel in a United Security Council decision. They abstained rather than vetoing a ceasefire. Well, within hours of betraying Israel, we find the Francis Scott Key Bridge hit, which is the very one who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. So I really believe that was another sign from God that America as a whole believe is on its last leg.
And, you know, one of the critical things that that did was, Mondo, that messed with the food infrastructure of America. Yes. We were having to reroute ships thousands of miles to be able, grocery stores are going empty with food. Mm-hmm. Mondo, we saw this immediately, one after another, grocery stores are saying, hey, we can't get our food items anymore.
No, and it made me think of the global supply chain, right? Because you have to think globally, we export and we import food from all over the world. There's nations that depend on America's exporting, and America depends on the importing of other nations. But let me ask you this. This is Daniel Brigman. He is here with us, his new manna product. Many of you have it at home. But I thought about you, and can I ask you this question? When it comes to food's global supply chain, what has changed over the last several years that most people don't even realize?
Well, if you were going to say, you know, 10 years ago, hey, there's a food supply problem, what would people have said? Well, okay, whatever. It's out of sight, out of mind. Over, you know, 3-4 years with COVID, you don't have to explain that to anybody anymore. They've seen it. And if the food supply is like an iceberg, all you see, when you go to the store, all you see is the tip of the iceberg. If you go to buy meat and there's no meat there, you say, what's the problem? Well, you are looking at a chain of events, of many events that lead to where the tip of the iceberg, you're not getting meat in the store. The global food supply, the global supply chain of anything in this world is much thinner, is much less resilient than it was 5 years ago. And there's no question that we're at a totally different dynamic than we were 5 years ago.
You know, and what's important here, and you're going to hear a lot from our special guests, but it brings me to this point. You know, pestilences and earthquakes almost go hand in hand together. And just last week, we saw over 75 million birds have to be killed because they found avian flu. That's and right. Now it's being infected with so many different things, but it's infecting the cow industry.
That's right.
Then it's infecting cats.
And the poultry industry.
And you got to understand, that's a supply chain that America depends on chicken. Can you imagine that?
Amen.
America depends on chicken, yet down the road a piece, someone said years ago, there's a major company that distributes chickens, and half of that plant is shut down. The other half, guess who bought it?
China.
Yep. I know you speak a lot about China. I don't mean to go ahead of myself, but why is China buying so much farmland that is affecting the industry of America when it comes to providing chicken and being able to have, you know, the prices that we need? But why is China making a move and buying farmland?
Well, China doesn't want to wage a kinetic war with the United States. They're very smart. The easiest way to attack the United States is from within and economically. So I think that's part of the bigger plan. And back to the bridge, you know, the bridge was hit by a Chinese-named ship. it was called the Dali. So it's not, you know, people think it's like Dali, Salvador Dali. It's not a Spanish name. It's a Chinese name. So even symbolically, America is being hit by a Chinese name ship that's run by a, it was a Singaporean company that owns that. So God is giving the warning from every angle, you know. Communism and China representing communism is the enemy. They know about global famines. They engineered it. They engineered it against their own people.
That's right.
So in every way, you're seeing that this is leading to a war, but it's a different kind of war because Jesus says wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
So we don't understand what that means. I mean, what kind of war is that? An EMP war, a global supply chain war?
Right.
We've never seen things like that before. So Jesus just kind of summarized it all and said it's rumors of war. But all of this then leads to, I think, in the timeline of Revelation, the global famine.
That's right.
So the audience has a limited amount of time to prepare whatever, your farm, your food, your community. Right. You're going to need more than yourself, by the way.
Right.
That's right. We need to be prepared to take care of the community. You know, in 1999, Pastor Jim, the Lord gave you 31 things, and the majority of those things have come to pass. While it has not been an easy message, Pastor Jim Baker has been on the forefront warning people as a watchman on the wall, saying, you and your family need to be prepared. You and your family need to have a water supply that is clean. You and your family need to make sure that you have a food supply that is clean. So I want to say thank you. Every time we get to honor you, to say thank you for preparing the body of Christ. Thank you for preparing the church. And Marcella, you're over there with what I believe is the absolute best of the best on the market. Why? Because this company is a high standard, but they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's right, Ricky. And as you said, Ricky, you know, I feel as we're watching the Ready Now Expo, I just want to say to you, Dad, we've taken on your mantle to continue to prepare individuals, to prepare the church. And so if you're watching right now, we want to make sure that you go to our website or call our toll-free number to place your orders to begin. That's the key. You know, Dad, you always told us, he's always taught us, it's like anything you start, the first thing you have to do is you have to start. You have to begin the process. You have to start, even if it's on a monthly basis where you can get one bucket a month, but doing something to help ensure that your family is prepared. And Dad, we had to do it. We I said, listen, I can't have Jim Baker come to this show and not have all the food displayed in Jim Baker fashion. And so if you see here, we have made up an entire bucket. This is the family pack, an entire bucket, 144 servings of food represented here. Incredible food.
And listen, and if you eat this food, you're going to get this tall, you know. You're going to grow. Can you imagine that? Your food make... No, I'm kidding.
Listen, I love it.
I'm trying to grow up.
While we're talking about this, I want you to go to our website. You can go to Jim Baker Show. All of you who are watching live right now, go to the website. You can click on New Manna, and they're our brand new affiliate. Welcome to our affiliate and to the Baker family. Yeah. We're so excited to partner
Brigman,
with you.
This is Daniel Brigman, absolutely. Yes. Why did you create this recipe?
Well, because I like to eat, Marcella. I mean, but it's really that simple. My wife and I, my wife's in the audience. First, what an honor it is to be here, to have somebody preaching about God, who's also preaching about preparedness and where we are, to be able to be affiliated with you guys. Fantastic. We saw what was going on, and basically we were customers. And what we saw in the market about 12 years ago, frankly, disappointed us a little bit. And so we wanted to do better. And so we made this something I want to eat, something I want my children to want to eat. And that's how New Manna was born, and that's why we're here.
That's
now, the recipes, Marcella,
and
that
I
we have.
And I want to really quickly, Mondo, before I go into this, how many of you in the audience would like to sample the food? Would you like to try it today? Well, we have a team of our volunteers. Go ahead, and they're going to serve you. This is the enchilada, beans and rice. And so they're going to let you sample some of the foods. They're also going to come here to the set. Dad, you're going to be able to try some of the food as well. But when you order, this is the family pack right here. As I mentioned, 144 servings. That puts you over a month of food for you and your family per bucket. Sweet habanero chili is included with pineapple, rice pilaf, black bean soup, classic chili, cheesy potato soup, oatmeal with brown sugar, the cheddar broccoli soup, pancake mix. That's one of the favorites, I think, Daniel, right? Pancake mix, granola, multigrain cereal, mac and cheese, Hawaiian style, sweet and sour. I'm trying to slow down so they can actually see it. There's also included here, that's a potato casserole, Mondo. The primavera, the pasta primavera, enchilada beans and rice, which is being served right now to the studio audience, the pasta Alfredo, that's one of the favorites around here, Italian pasta with marinara. Dad, you had to have the marinara sauce. He said that's a requirement. We always got to have the marinara sauce and creamy vegetable rice soup. All of this is included in this bucket, Mondo.
You know what's so important? Daniel, you got to help me with this because we were on the mission to try to find the next meals, the next what's out there, because the former company that we were working with, and you've been in this industry for a long time, you know, they're shrinking down. Right. Not a lot of people are doing this. What's going on with the food industry that most people don't understand behind the scenes on why we saw a shortage of companies either closing, bankrupt, or just walking away from creating this type of meal?
Well, first of all, the food storage industry is very cyclical. Unfortunately, people, they don't act on preparedness until they feel something. Right. They feel fear. The same thing that you're feeling at home, hey, I'm making monetary decisions on my food. Well, it's the same thing we're making as a company.
Right.
So you have all these companies that, okay, should we invest? Should we, what do we do? Wait a minute, we can't find the same products that we could before. We're going through the same things, and that's why I can speak very clearly. The problems that pastors talked about, the problems that we talked about, especially last time we were here, they're real.
Yes.
The situation, the environment for food storage, for food supply is not the same as it was 6 or 7 years ago.
Right.
I can promise you.
Yes.
Well, you know, and what's amazing to me is the different types of options.
Yes.
No gluten options, organic options, and of course your regular option.
That's
Why
right.
was it so important for you and your family to create recipes that would be no gluten or even organic, even though they cost a lot more, yet you brought the price down for our partners and our viewers. Why was it so important for you to make the decision to go organic and non-gluten as well?
Imagine about 12, 13 years ago, my wife's here. My wife and I sitting in our basement, and we start this company. We're going to do something better. And we have literally these multi-million-dollar corporations that we're competing with. And this was the biggest blessing we ever happened for our company, because we went to these prepper shows, small. I mean, we just went, and people came up to us, and we were able to get feedback. They told us what they want. So when you see this mix of recipes, I can speak with very high confidence. This is what you want. You know, 80, 90% of the people, this is the mix that you want. Why did we do no gluten? Because somebody said, Daniel, my daughter can't have gluten. What am I going to do for my daughter? What am I going to do for my husband? Whatever. Yeah. I can't have gluten. So he said, can you make a no gluten bucket? Okay, I think I can. I don't know. So then we go and do it.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, hey, what about organic? Can we do organic? Can we do pesticide testing? Can we do it? The people told us what they want, and that's what we did.
That's wow. awesome.
Listen, what we want you to do is go to the website, jimbakershow.com, or better yet, we want to answer your questions. You can give us a call right now, 1-888-988-1588.
Yeah.
Let's go again one more time.
That's right, Mondo. Right now, we're featuring the Numana Family Pack. It's available right now on our website. And I do want to give an announcement. This is first here announcement. We have worked together, Daniel, and when you were here last on the show, you said, how do we get churches prepared? We know there's a lot of pastors who watch the Jim Baker Show, and you reached out and said, how do I get prepared? And so we have partnered. When you go to that website, jimbakershow.com, click on the Numana affiliate link. If you're a pastor watching or you have a body of church that you are shepherding, we want to partner with you. We want to help get you prepared as well. There are some discounts available for our churches. And so I want you to go to our website or even call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. And we want to thank you, Daniel, for doing that with us. And Numana, this is exciting to have this available.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Again, while we're talking some more, go to the website, visit the website, or give us a call. You don't want to miss the rest of the week. We're going to be having some amazing seminars with Daniel and the other groups. Ricky?
Well, just show us the food.
You want
to see the food? Show us the food.
Man. I'm the one, show me the money. No, show me the food.
I know you've been eyeing the pancakes.
All right. Production, are you ready? Who wants to show the food, production?
All right, Mr. Director, we're going to go very slowly because I am hungry. My back is hurting, but listen, I got the pancakes right here. Look at the pancake mix. I want you to know
really
something. With pancake mix, you can make bread. You can make tortillas. You can make different recipes. You can even make cake. Can you imagine that? Right. These are the pancakes here.
Look at the potato casserole. This is incredible. Hearty food potato casserole right here. Mac and cheese.
Thank you for all of us parents.
Thank you for putting mac and cheese in there. Then pasta primavera. Look at that, how amazing. And remember, any of these recipes, you can also extend them by adding more water if you want to. This is the cheddar broccoli. I was going to spill out. Cheddar broccoli soup. The oatmeal with brown sugar.
I got to walk over here.
I know, Mondo.
I got to show you.
Look at Dad.
Dad's favorite meal. He can eat chili for breakfast, chili for lunch.
Look at Dad.
You must be Mexican, man.
Look at that.
All my kids are Mexican.
Yeah. True. Can you imagine? Look at this chili.
Look at that. Fabulous.
He needs a bigger spoon.
Oh boy, he's gonna try to eat it.
Is this a bucket?
This is one recipe.
That's one recipe.
One bucket of chili.
Yes.
Wow, that is a big bowl of chili.
Yeah.
I'm watching him.
Yeah.
I know you want to eat. We got to do the rest of the show. Yeah. I know you want to eat it.
I feel like putting my mouth in on it.
You can have one if you call 1-888. You know.
That's right. 988.
Ask your wife. She'll order for us, and then I'll come and shop by your house.
I will.
But we pray that God would give us a food company that would prepare food for health for people and prepare good food.
Yeah.
And we found this company.
Yeah.
And we're so excited about it that it was just in time.
I can't tell you how many prepper shows parents are trying to make. What makes your food different? And they go, well, if my little girl will eat it, then I'll buy it.
That's right.
And so they try the mac and cheese, and they're like, oh, I want more. Like, okay, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yes.
That's right.
And it's true. And it's the best buy, I think, in the country.
That's why we went
to your company.
You know, one of the things that people, the decisions are making, the price of food is getting so high. How do I get quality food at home?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get this food, and you don't have to wait for an emergency.
Right.
You don't have to wait for a disaster.
Exactly.
You can, you know, tomorrow you can have some cheddar broccoli soup and be happy about your family. Everybody's happy.
Right.
Hey, where did this come from? Oh, I don't know. I'm just eating it. It's great. So that's kind of our focus and what we've built here.
That's right. You know, a lot of people, they tend to get away from the term, you know, survival food preparation. But I think it's important to remember this, believer. Whenever the hurricane happened down in Houston, Texas, we were able to take truckloads of food down there. I promise you there wasn't a soul making fun of the fact that we had survival food or prep food. You know, we just received a call just a few weeks ago from a person who said, hey, you know what? I know someone who had just lost their job. They have children and they're unable to feed their family. We were able to send them food. Friend, sometimes this isn't for you. Sometimes this is for those around you. It's important that we as the body of Christ are that place where people know I can go and find security in my faith, and I can go and find security in my physical body as well. Believer, being prepared is not just for me, not just for you. It's for the community. We need to make sure that our brothers and our sisters are taken care of. It's why we do this. And you know,
order now because the food's in stock and we can ship it to you
right away.
Yes.
And you know, whenever war happens, we see war. One of the first supply chains to happen, we've seen war and we don't want war, but war happens. What's one of the first thing that goes away? It's the food supply. It's important. You know, Mark Biltz wrote a critical book.
That's right. Mark, I want to talk about that book right now. And it says that war in 2024 to 2026. Tell me about that. Is it coming true?
Oh, absolutely. I think we'll be seeing all kinds of riots and chaos. You see the problems with the far right and the far left politically. You know, this election, if it even takes place, is going to be filled with all kinds of chaos. I also believe that we're going to see religious chaos between pro-Palestinians and pro-Israel people going on. I also believe that we're going to see a lot of chaos between anti-immigrants and the immigrants right here. But the biggest chaos, and even in the news that came out today, I believe from Christopher Wray, the FBI director, they're expecting terrorist attacks in the homeland. And I really believe, and people should be surprised, if we don't have terrorist bombers, suicide bombers, just like they did in Israel, with people blowing themselves up in the aisle of a grocery store or at a gas station or on a bridge, think what's going to happen to the food supply if the truck's insurance rates go sky high, plus people will be afraid to shop for food. They'll always buy it online because they won't know if the person in the next aisle is going to blow themselves up or at a gas station. But then even more than that, besides internal chaos from all of our horrible border policy, I also see, because we are at the weakest moment militarily than we've ever been, this would be the time that China would attack Taiwan, North Korea would attack South Korea, Iran, Hezbollah would attack Israel, and there's no way economically or militarily America can fight on all those fronts as well as take care of the homeland.
There's just no way. Wow. That's right.
Steve, you believe that the red horse of Revelation is riding and is connected to a second civil war. Please explain what you mean by that.
It's an interesting timing where we're at today. Just got Pastor Mark Biltz here. Mm-hmm. Very interested to hear how he got to the same conclusion.
Yes.
That I got to, yes. But I also feel it's 2024 to 2026, like exactly those years.
Wow.
That we would have war here, civil war. The other thing
we better get ready now.
Yeah.
We have to get ready now. Yes,
that's right.
Absolutely. That's why you have one of the most influential ministries. You're the one that's willing to get this word out. But interestingly, this is not just some religious conspiracy. Tomorrow, there's a movie coming out that they've been hyping. It's called Civil War.
Civil War, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to paint, it's not a U.S. history lesson. They're trying to condition or prime us for war between ourselves.
That's right. Yeah.
And,
God.
They make it like, did you hear about that?
No, I haven't
heard
about
tomorrow.
It.
They're going to release that. So it's like the president sends out the U.S. military against Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They threw in California in there. I don't know the rest of the plot, but they're saying America's splitting apart. So from Pastor Mark Biltz, from you, from the movies, from Hollywood, from mm-hmm. myself, mm-hmm. I believe that Revelation 6 is rolling.
Yeah.
Now, this is not saying that we are in tribulation. A lot of people get tripped up by that. But last time I was here, I said, and I hope I've proven it, that the white horse corresponds perfectly with the COVID pandemic.
Yes.
Perfectly. So we're not going to go over the same territory. I want to move on to the red horse. So if that's true, mm-hmm. and that lasted 2020 to 2023, mm-hmm. then you look at this, verse 3 of chapter 6, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Mm-hmm. Another horse, fiery red, so it's got to do with fire, it's got to do with red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace
yes.
from the earth. So in Hebrew, if that was written in Hebrew, it would be to take peace from the Eretz, from Israel. So within that time frame, you've got October 7, 2023, terrorist attack.
Yes.
Like on the nose. On the nose. Once the white horse is done, the red horse gallops on the nose. Hmm. You've got all sorts of things brewing between China, Taiwan, Ukraine, Russia, and us. It just goes on and on. And then all the invasion. They're counting like over 200,000 Venezuelans have come in.
Yeah.
200,000 people from Middle Eastern origin have come in. We're talking about illegally.
Right.
And these are all men, single, trained. It's like an army
yes.
that has come in.
We've been invaded.
So
yes.
over 10 million illegal immigrants now have come in. That's the seed for a civil war inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Did we finish that? It says it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth. Obviously, the whole earth is included, but symbolically in Hebrew would be the Eretz, Israel. And that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword.
Hmm.
So in the timeline of Revelation, you've got war. In the timeline of the eclipse, and Pastor Mark Biltz did an excellent job explaining how historically he counted about 9. I think I added one more. I counted about 10, but the details don't matter. The each of the eclipses keep coming during the U.S. Revolutionary War, the U.S. Civil War, the Vietnam War. We're just waiting on this one. Is this war active, or is it that rumor of war that God's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's cyber warfare actively
oh
going
my.
On.
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Unbelievable what's happening. And I believe that this war involves Israel. And I believe if we turn our back on Israel like our country is doing, we're in trouble. We're in deep trouble. And that's why we have to get ready for what's coming on earth.
You know, you're absolutely right. And the word on the ground with, and I talked to a lot of people that are still in the inner city and the gatekeepers of, you know, the guys that are operating the gangs in different cities. You know, I come from the gang world. And the gatekeepers right now are also concerned of, you have to understand, when people talk about the border, people automatically go, oh, the Mexicans are coming. Listen, that train passed in the 1980s. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the Mexicans coming in. You have to worry about military Chinese men that are coming in. If the gang member that are the gatekeepers of the streets are noticing that the military age men that are lining up and crossing this border, military age men that are coming from Sudan, military men that are coming from Africa, they're coming from Venezuela, those are the ones they're worried about. And I can tell you that the inner city right now is one conflict away from exploding. And I can tell you that even the FBI is talking to the gatekeepers of the inner city, because at some point, we're going to watch a war that America is not going to be able to stop because our own homeland is being invaded, yet this administration is leaving the border open. That's right. Open for what? To get votes, to get by design, to get, you can make your own conclusion. The matter of fact is they're not closing the borders. Why is it, Pastor Steve, that when a nation decides to open its border, judgment comes in?
Well, it's actually, I was going to say exactly what you just said. It's a sign of judgment. Civil war is a sign of judgment. Invasion from other people is a sign of judgment. We are a nation that has now abused our power. We are full of injustice. Trump's kind of like the leading headline of the amount of injustice that's going on in this nation, being forced to pay cruel and unusual bails, which is against the Constitution. But all Americans experience this injustice. It's unjust to be overtaxed. It's unjust to be paying overpriced stuff. It's unjust to be invaded through this illegal immigration when all of us are trying to obey the law. So I believe that it's a sign of judgment against the injustice. The good thing is we have the Bible. We have Jesus, the judge of all. So we can turn this around, but the time is so short.
Can I add something right there? America has shown us this before. You mentioned the Revolutionary Times. In Revolutionary Times, pastors and the Congress made proclamations to the whole nation and said, we want everybody to fast, to pray, to beg God for forgiveness, and to ask him to help them in this conflict with Britain. And you talk about miracles in the Bible, the miracles of the United States and the covenant that's on this country has been miraculous. And it can happen again if we just turn to God. I really appreciate what you said.
Very good. Amen.
How does the church prepare?
What Maricela, we've talked, and we've talked about this for a while now, a month getting this ready. When things are in trouble, people are going to turn to churches. They're going to look to churches, that's the right. flocks, even if they don't, people don't even go to church. The churches are the glue and the backbone of society, the structure of society. Amen. It's been that way for 200 years in this country. And so our initiative, we want churches to come, go to the website that you mentioned, click, is my church ready? It's a simple question. Introduce us to your congregation, introduce us to somebody in your church, so that we can begin a conversation. How can we get prepared? How can we get food? How can we get water supplies into your church so that you're ready? Because you are going to be called. You're a pastor and you're sitting there and all these things, Pastor Steve, you are going to be called upon. Guaranteed positive.
Wow.
Yes. Amen.
Wow.
You are going to be called upon.
Pastor Steve, how does the church get ready?
Well, first of all, I think we have to stop being afraid.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Can't live in fear. Can't be fear-based, right?
Fear is so destructive.
It is.
And you will make the worst decisions in your life when you're afraid.
Absolutely.
If you're a Christian, you're ready, and you're going to go just, you're going to heaven. And no matter what happens, you go to heaven.
Right.
And it's a marvelous place. I've had so many dreams of heaven lately. And there's music, and it's just an amazing place. And you're going to not fear anymore.
Amen.
It's amazing. So get ready to meet Jesus.
But before we get to heaven, we can't live in fear on this earth, right? Isn't that what the Bible says? Not to live in fear?
I mean, the Bible says we love not our lives unto death.
That's right.
So even if the worst were to come, so what? So we get to enjoy heaven extra longer, I guess.
Yeah.
Amen.
But we need to be sure that, okay, we are ready in terms of our faith.
Yes.
We're ready in terms of healing.
Right.
I think healing is extremely important in this time.
Me too. I agree.
Right? Because if you're afraid of sickness, they're going to release something worse.
Oh, they are.
Than that.
We all know that.
So,
right.
Yeah. I guess one of the things, if you're saved, you're healed, you're well, and you're walking with God, at the very least, can I say something to America?
Yes.
You need to lose weight.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing.
Are you talking
that
to
you
me,
said
Pastor
that.
No.
Are you talking to me?
Your job is to advertise. Your job is to advertise your food.
Just offended half the church.
And I'm not trying to offend you.
No, I'm saying
that they will target you.
No, he's not trying to offend us at all.
They will target you.
It's realistic.
And I bet you all this mRNA stuff and the virus, they're trying to link whatever it is, you know, just... It's hard to kill people. We are made by God.
Yes.
We stay healthy. We keep surviving.
Right.
We keep getting back up.
I mean, look how Jim just keeps coming back
and coming back
because
Hallelujah.
He does take care of himself.
So what
the way he eats, the way, all the time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you're lean. That's a great way to stay ready is to be lean. So when you have diabetes, you have excess weight, all these things, I think these medicines or these viruses that are going to come in the future are going to try to attach to existing conditions or existing medication.
Wow.
That will be much smarter because COVID didn't do it.
No.
But it showed that people would be afraid. As long as people are afraid, they got you. Yeah.
That's right.
Boy, that's brilliant.
You know,
that's just practical brilliance,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the latest headline. I mean, this is crazy. We're talking about this.
Yeah.
Listen to this headline: How America's Next Civil War Could Unfold. Mm. This is Yahoo News.
Uh-huh.
It's looming. The battle lines have already been drawn.
Well, it's really started for all the people who are January 6th protesters, right?
Exactly.
For them, the Civil War already started.
Right.
You're prisoners of war right now.
Absolutely.
But I'm sorry.
They're,
what are they saying?
Yeah. Some are in solitary. Unbelievable. Well, unacceptable.
Unjust.
Our former president is getting abused by the law. The law is supposed to protect him, and he can't even get a fair trial.
That's right.
Yeah. In the United States.
Well, we're standing with
you.
Oh,
man. Amen. You better stay tuned. We just got started. We're warming up the engines. You know, things are happening. Listen, you tuned in at the very right time. That you're back
is
amazing because you wanted to understand what's happening right now.
Mark.
And look where we are.
All yes, right. Amen.
Mark, are you there?
I am.
I like you. Do you know that?
Now, you know what I love right now, what you're experiencing, everybody? Okay, true story. You know, when Jim, early in January, he was having these strokes, you know, actually several, many strokes. We don't know how many, but we know for sure three. And the thing is, his filter came off. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh,
he'll
boy.
Just say anything. Now, Mark Phelps, Pastor Mark Phelps, when Jim just said that to you, that was
genuine.
Genuine, pure from his heart. And so when he just looked at you and said that, I'm like, I'm wondering what he's going to say to Pastor
Steve.
Mark. You like Steve too. Oh, good. But now Mark. You like
Mark? I like my guests today. I have two, or actually three great guests.
Yeah.
I have two of the preachers, of the greatest preachers in America on this show.
Yes, you do.
It's
and
exciting.
I get jealous of Mondo and...
And Ricky, getting to interview them all the time.
And so I came back today because I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Our president has betrayed America.
Yes, absolutely. Our current president. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, he has. In every way.
They've lied to us.
And we've got to move back to God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
America's moved away from God.
Right.
And it's time to open the gates.
And everybody has to
vote. The church.
And everybody has to get out and vote.
Yes.
And
now
I'm asking you to vote. And I'm not supposed to do this, but I want you to vote for Trump.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why not?
We love him.
Why not? Listen, we have to be vocal.
I don't know. You got two choices.
Yeah, listen, they have drawn the line for us. It's time for us to draw the line on them.
Right, we can't be afraid.
We can't.
No fear.
If you're going to come, you're going to have to come after everybody.
That's a lot.
Right. 85 million people. You better have enough prisons for everybody.
Oh.
But I want to tell you something. Either the word is true, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, then we have to know what that means because we are drawing the line, and the line is that the king is coming back. And listen, one of the greatest messages I ever heard about biblical justice has never been preached in America until I saw you preaching about it. Mm. And if we want to understand what's happening, we better understand what the Bible says. Dad, I sound like you. You better understand what the Bible... No, listen, you better understand what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to con us. They're trying to lie to us.
They can't anymore.
When the Democrats themselves know that they're being conned, something is wrong in America.
Yeah.
That's right.
Listen, we need you to be partners today. If we are going to make it, if we're going to stay on the air, we have never been more urgent than this hour that we're in right now. And if you have thought about and prayed about becoming a partner, today is the day to do it. We need your support. We're not going anywhere, baby. We're going to stay here. We're going to continue to fight the fight.
Yes,
and Ricky and I are committed to bringing Pastor Jim and Lori Baker every day on the program, even if it's holding his hand or stuff. But I want to tell you something. We need the elders of the church to be back. We need some wisdom back in the church. There's some funny things going on in the church, and it's time for the elders to come back to the church and understand that the hour of the gospel is now, but we need your support. Will you consider becoming a partner today? We need you to call the number right now, 1-888-988-1588. Help us continue with this fight. We must stand strong, Ricky.
That's right.
Marcella.
Yes.
You left me.
Well, Dad, she's where I want to be. I have to say, actually, another exciting announcement. Listen, we are working right now. So by the time this show airs, within a week, Mark Bild's book will be available. Because, Dad, you got me the other day. You're like, why are we not offering the book? And so we're working with Pastor Mark Bilds right now. He's joining our affiliate family here at the Jim Baker Show. Pastor Steve Chicalante is also joining our affiliate program through Discover Ministries. So what that means now, Dad, is they can go, the moment that this show airs, you'll be able to go to our website and see Discover Ministries with Pastor Steve, all of the books that he has available that he's written, his teachings, and then Pastor Mark Bilt, his brand new book, will be available as well to all of our partners.
Okay.
So this is exciting.
Steve has always been, or I mean Mark, has always been available, but Steve, all your books are going to be available now?
They're actually the DVD series. So they're the Justice series, the Foundation for End Time. I call it the 4,000 Years of History.
I really want your book. I want all of them.
Go get the library.
Even the ones you didn't offer. I want them all.
We're printing some more.
Okay. I want to hear what you have to say.
Yes.
And I believe you're one of the most important prophets of the hour.
Amen.
And I want you on the show as much as possible.
Amen.
And I want your books to be able to be read by everybody because it's important because we are at the end of time, people.
Yes, we are.
And I came back sick. I shouldn't be back. I'm not fit to be on the air, but I'm here, and my wife is with me, so she takes care of me very good, and I have people that come and help us with the exercise and all.
That's right.
And I got to get on a good exercise program because that's the only thing that'll bring back my brain the way it should be back. So you pray for me, and
Amen.
You got any ideas, write me about it, okay?
Yes.
But I want everybody to order your food today.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. The food won't last
it's
forever.
It's so good. Wow. Yeah. So good.
You're right.
It's up to the farmers. You guys can't get it if the farmers don't grow it.
No.
That's right.
So they've got to grow the farms' food. And if they stop growing the food in the people who are against us. I'm not going to name them all, but
that's a long list.
We don't have that time.
But they want to buy up our farmland in America, and we can't let them do it. We can't let them do it.
Amen.
So I want you to order the food today, and call. Just go on our website. Wouldn't that be the best way? And you can see what it's about. How do they get the website?
You can go to jimbakershow.com or call 1-888-988-1588. And with just the last minute here, I want to read something to you, believer. This is 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, "All of you clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the almighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares about you."
Yes,
it says, "Be sober-minded, be alert, for your adversary, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone he can devour." This is for you, believer. It says, "Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your fellow believers throughout the world." Believer, I want to let you know you're not alone. There is nothing more important today than your salvation.
Right.
If you're not a believer, there's never been a better day to come into the family of Jesus Christ. And if you are a believer, there's never been a better day to get more intimate with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Get in a good Bible-believing church. Get baptized. Put on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Tell everyone, "I am a member of the body of Christ." Amen.
Amen.
And I want to thank Ricky and
for working hard.
Mondo.
That's for, right.
And my daughter, Marcella, for being here while I haven't been able to be out. I'm thanking them for taking care of the ministry, and people are standing with you.
Yeah. They are standing with
us.
They
really
are.
People that have written me and tell me, "I love your son, I love your daughters, I love all your family," and that just makes me so happy.
Yes.
And I trained them.
That's right. If you don't like my message, he's the one who gave it to me. Come on.
I've trained both these kids. I've trained Mondo for 20 some years.
Yeah.
26 years.
26 years? Wow, that's a long time.
That is.
And I've trained Ricky for.
I'm only 26 years old, so.
50 years.
Yeah. Ricky's been in my care since he was 4 years old.
That's right. You adopted me when I was 4.
And
he has a mustache, Dad.
Oh, that mustache.
I forgot to shave this morning.
I love his mustache. Just
come on. Now he's preaching.
That's my son.
Now he's preaching. Come on. Just kidding.
Well, we're glad to have you here. I'm glad to be back for today.
Amen.
I don't know if I'll be able to be back anymore, but I'm going to, I'm back for today. And we just praise God.
Yes.
And we want you to get ready to meet Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
That's the most important thing we have to do.
Amen.
Is get ready to meet Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. And like Jim always says,
God loves you.
That's right.
He really does.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, "Who is like you, O Lord, among
you?" You never know who's going to be on The Jim Baker Show.